Again, Moses, why did you kill the guy? We used their hospitality, they were nice to us. And I said, you're asking questions. The third time is when they are crossing a path and there is this broken wall. They will ask Moses to bring the mud and help the stone to rebuild the wall. Last question, Moses, this time being tired and played with the mud, and say, what is this you're doing, nonsense? I said, no, you are nonsense. I told you, don't question. You were here to observe, not question. You don't understand it. This village is attacked every single year by some bandits. So when it comes to the planting season, these guys have nothing to plant. I broke the boat. The bandit, they have no access this year. Next year they will come. But next year there is a lot. They plant a lot, so both of them will be happy. Second one, that was a single child, spoiled and rotten one. And because of that one, they gave up reproducing. Now they reproduce, they have good child. And here there was a treasure down here, belonged to the children. And if it was exposed now, everybody will have a part of it. They even tax it and things like that. But when they grow up, they find it themselves. Means what?
Exceptions.
Exception to the logical rule. What? Is that enough? Whenever they make a story for one thing like that, the story that you talk about. The mortal ones, they don't know the future. Moses was looking at that moment, and the green one was thinking about future only. Remember? In all three stories, he was saying beyond the visibility of the mortal ones. That's that guy. Reuben will bring it a lot because he knows that you act like Moses. You have a lot of questions. He will bring it. Here first he will say, look at that guy. This prophet, whatever he did was good. You don't understand it? Pity! But do not go around and question it. Because I'm talking about a messenger with a permanent connection to upstairs. This is the living guy. This is the messenger, the permanent one. But look at you. In your brain, everything is questionable. What gives you that right to question everything? You. Right? Let's see what happens.
He that receives from God inspiration and answer, whatsoever he may command, is the essence of right. For one who bestows life should slay, it is allowable. He is the vice regent, and his hand is the hand of God. Like Ishmael, lay your head before him, gladly and laughingly give up your soul before his dagger.
What will happen if I do that?
You give up your life before
him. I will be saved. He doesn't need my throat to be caught. Ishmael accepted the will of God from where? From the state of dream of the father. You remember, Abraham will see a dream. In a dream, he believes that he should kill Ishmael. And Ismail will hear it. The guy will wake up and say, oh my beloved son, God told me to sacrifice you. He said, good, that's good. It's okay with me. This is something, you don't get it, do you? That's the thing that you don't like at all. And if you were born in Iran, you would have hated it. You know what is the word of that? Surrender. And surrender you don't like. Why they run in hate? And they love to hate their religion. And that religion is Islam. Means surrender. This is the surrender we're talking about. But it's not only surrender. Remember that the same word will give you the meaning of
peace, shalom.
Peace,
Solomon.
Helpfulness, in order, and healthy. All of that. But they don't like it because surrender is against the fighting attitude of the animal. Here we say there is a place of surrender. Where? When somebody is talking to you who has an invisible source of knowledge and connection. Like who? Like himself. Chance connected him to something he could not find scientifically and philosophically. Remember? He had everything. Suddenly he saw Chance, who is talking bizarre. He says that when he's connected, do not question him. Be like Ismail. Surrender. Be ready to die. You know why? Because here, the one who is killing you could give you another life. This is what we are talking about. The guy who is connected, he could kill you, he could revive you. So he has the right to kill you. Exception. Yes? Surrender and let him kill you in order that your soul may remain laughing unto eternity, like the pure soul of Adam, with the One. With the One doesn't do it really somehow, because in Arab language when they say Ahad, they mean God, because Ahad means unique, the only one, the One. Like that. So Ahad is the adjective for God. Here you will say, listen, the clean life or John of Ahmed is connected to that unique universal existence. Somehow like that. I don't like to really translate it. And later he will talk about the Ahmed. Is there anyone to know what Ahmed is? Ahmed means the most appreciated. That's the meaning of it. And this is an adjective that they use for Muhammad. The Muslim use it for Muhammad. Normally. So, a lot of religious people reading this book, whenever there is Ahmed, they will put or Ahmed, or in fantasies you will see Muhammad. And this is wrong, because as you will see later, Rumi himself will explain that when I talk about Ahmed, this is the name of all the prophets, all of them together, who are one for me.